Let's pick a team here, and we'll start that team to begin next hour.
All right. We got a new team. And this team, oh, this should be interesting. The Baltimore Ravens, the team that took money out of my pockets in the AFC divisional game against the Buffalo Bills. Ravens.
Yeah, I think that happened.
Mm-hmm. Mark Andrews said that, though, he's looking forward to week one against Buffalo. A little redemption. Yeah, maybe he could refund me my money.
Drop another two-point conversion.
How about fumble the football again?
Let's do this. I think it's a bad job by me. We should give the BetMGM win total to start also.
Let's do it.
For, for the team that
we do. I'll pull this up right here real quick. I have the Baltimore Ravens. Gotcha. Want to give it up?
11.5, juiced slightly towards the over. Like minus 115 towards the over at BetMGM for Baltimore.
High number, man.
Okay. Let's just, we'll do week one. They are a toss-up on the road at Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, which is like an absolute certified banger.
Yeah.
Really just to use the, just to bring back like the Usher. My friends and I always used to say, we would say this about girls that we really liked. From a 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. We might, I think we still say it sometimes. We don't like hang out as much.
That's a really good line.
But from from a 1 to 10, this game in week 1 is a certified 20. Right, Ravens-Bills?
It's a hell of a game. Anyway, it was such a great game. I mean, it didn't work out for us financially, but like all bets aside, it was a really entertaining football game. And these are the last two MVPs. Why not on Sunday Night Football? Like, it's a hell of a game.
The other line that we used to use was, we had a bong that we used to call Smile on the Rocks because we loved the song Grills with Paul Wall and Nelly. If I could call it a drink, call it a Smile on the Rocks. Right. If I could call out a price... Let's say I'd call out a lot. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will begin hour number two, 8 buckets with the Baltimore Ravens here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. On the BetMGM network.
Now that's an open. The only thing, candidly, the only thing that open is missing, Joe Buck and Kevin Harlan and Iron Eagle, is me talking for like 18 seconds on how Michael Porter Jr. fits in Jordy Fernandez's Brooklyn Nets offense this year. It's the only thing missing. Otherwise, it's great. Otherwise, it's awesome. The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Got through the New York Football Giants in hour number one. 8 buckets. And we continue on now.
Do you still have your bucket hat? Like, are we going to get that for tomorrow? What's going on?
It's at my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah, you said that yesterday. I thought you were going to go like after the show and go get it.
I did say that.
I rest my case.
My wife and I, we watched the season 4 finale of The Bear last night instead. And then I put my general manager hat on and I played NBA 2K25.
What year are you in?
Well, with this franchise?
Oh, that's right. You're not the Blazers anymore. Which team are you now?
Oh, I was the Blazers. Then I was the Sonics. So I took over the Pelicans and I moved them to Seattle. Then I was the Raptors, and now I'm the Phoenix Suns, which are a fascinating rebuild because they have no picks when you start. Like, think about the condition the Suns are in.
Yes. So you start with the team that just played this. So like, you have Durant and Booker and Beal.
You have Durant, Booker, and Beal, correct.
snags. Like you have to like offload them.
Yeah, and like and like you can't get rid of Beal's contract. It's impossible to get rid of because he's making so much money. And dude, this the NBA CBA is so brain dead. Like it's actually so bad. Because like if you want to trade Bradley Beal who's making $53 million, like you have to get $53 million back in salary.
Correct.
Or the team has to be able to absorb $53 million. And like no one can absorb that much money. Like the Nets can. Like that's it.
So do players have no trade clauses like in 2K or like that's like not a thing? Like you don't have to worry about that. Oh, they do.
I know this because I gave like some jabroni player with a 77 rating. Like I didn't even know I gave him a no trade clause, and I was like trying to like execute a trade at the deadline. And it's like so and so like won't waive his no trade clause. It's like son of a bitch. I'm playing in the video game.
That's amazing.
Like, this is not real life.
If it wouldn't like just absolutely like raise hell in my home, like I would absolutely get this game. Like I have FOMO not being able to play this game. Like I'm just
my wife. I think. Okay, so I'm in my studio is in my basement, right? And my PlayStation's here also, my PS5.
Oh, strategic placement.
So, so last night, my wife was gonna like clean up after my daughter. This is terrible. It really is. It's not like actually terrible, but it's not great. I really wanted to like. I wanted to get like 15 minutes in. I told my wife.
Trades and players.
I have to go downstairs and quote, do something for work. I'm trying to like, if I could, so I'm trying to think now. My wife hates the video game. I'm trying to. I'm 42. I'm a father. Try to like tell your wife. Like, what would she be more mad at? I'm playing NBA 2K25, or I am conducting an affair downstairs, which would make her angrier. It might be it. It might be 2K.
It might be the 2K. Honestly.
It might be 2K.
I can only speak to my household with confidence. I think for me, it might be the 2K as well. My wife despises video games.
It's just like a wife thing.
I don't know. But like, cause like she didn't even grow up with them, like really in her household.
I think her parents did.
Oh man. Well, I told her, I was like, we're having a kid. Like the kid's getting a video game. Like first of all, like when they grow up older, despises video. Like when the NCAA game came out for the first time last year in like 15 years, whatever. I was like, oh, can I get like a PS5? She's like, absolutely not. And I was just like, all right, I know this is not a hill I want to die on. So I'm not going to push back any further. But I've like joked about it.
Pathetic, right? That you have to like ask your wife for permission. Like, I want to, but she said no.
It's a lifetime contract that we signed up for. It's what we signed up for. And I wouldn't change a thing.
And she has a no trade clause.
Yes.
She's not waving it. Not yet, at least. You keep playing video games and she'll consider it.
No. We don't need to take that. The divorce is a fifth apron. You don't want to go ahead and do that.
That's fair. Yeah, we're way past the divorce. You're way past the second apron.
Yeah. Hey, ain't no coming back from that.
You're past the luxury tax. Yeah, we're at half of net worth pending prenuptial agreements. anyway, yeah, so that's why I didn't get the bucket hat.
Gotcha. Tomorrow?
I'll tell you what, man. Maybe. Yeah, but maybe. I'm actually going to be in the... Yeah, I think yes, actually, for tomorrow.
But you got to clear some more cap space.
I love it. I actually was thinking, being serious. It
sounds the greatest.
So, I'm watching... I'm only like three or four episodes into Andor on Disney Plus Star Wars. It is a objectively like magnificent show. It's awesome. And my sister... I guess it was for my birthday. It was a while ago. Got me this book that I wanted to read. It's called Tomorrow, Tomorrow. The only reason I say the name is because it's relatively new. It came out, I think, like a year or two ago, maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular book. It's called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. And I keep thinking to myself, okay, I want to watch Andor or I want to read this book. And yet every night, I'm trying to work out like extending contracts and making deals at the deadline for my fictitious, you know, franchise, the Phoenix Suns, in the year of our Lord 2039. I can't stop. I might be addicted. Might be addicted. Okay. Eight buckets or anything else now?
Let's go eight buckets. Let's
okay.
Do that.
Jake, let's fire the music back up as we get through the Baltimore Ravens here. Okay. So week one for the Ravens, toss up on the road in Buffalo in a game from a 1-10 is a certified 20. Home Browns week two, blowout win.
Blowout win.
Okay. Yeah, let's have an interesting one here. Home Lions week three.
Ooh. Likely win. I think this is a likely.
More than three.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, yeah, man, more than three.
They're going to be so good, the Ravens. And they're going to tempt everybody once again, but I will not fall for it this year.
Week four, at the dude, this is it's a crazy opening schedule. It actually, like, the schedule is really tough for Baltimore. Week four at Kansas City.
Toss up.
Week five, home Texans.
Likely win.
No way.
You think blowout?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, because Houston's, what, their win total is 9.5, Ravens 11.5. Man, that's, wow. Yeah, they are rated very high.
Okay, Ravens like, let's say it was Ravens 6.5. I bet Baltimore, I wouldn't even
bet people want to, yeah. Ravens 7.5, though, what are you doing? Maybe that's just the right number?
Teasing the Ravens.
Perhaps. I don't know.
I think I'm
more into the Texans than you are, but you're probably right. That was probably blowout.
All right, week six, home Rams.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably blowout win. If we're going to say, I mean, I get like the Rams are higher rated than the Texans, but not by much though. I mean, that's coming off of three week one.
But the Rams have like no home field. Like the betting market's saying that the Rams are a good amount better than Houston.
I don't want to say they have no home field. They have like it's not a great one. I think it's probably like maybe like half a point or a point. But yeah, they're better. So I guess we can say
likely win.
Likely win for Baltimore then.
I'm percolating on a take.
Baltimore's already surpassed the Giants, by the way, and we're like five games in.
Oh yeah, this is Super Bowl 35. No, yeah, it's not. They're not even in the same galaxy.
I guess six games in, but yeah.
I have not placed a bet. I reserve the right to change my mind as soon as next segment. I think the Texans are going to beat the Rams in week one in Los Angeles, but we can address that at another time. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Ravens then go on their bye. Week eight, home Bears.
Yeah. Blowout win.
Blowout win. Week nine at Miami.
Likely win, I think. I don't know if it's blowout territory yet. I think it's just likely.
No, Miami's like, maybe they'll be one of the worst teams, but...
And they have a good home field, too. It'd be hot as hell down there.
Week 10 at Minnesota.
Likely toss up. You think?
No, definitely more than three. Right now, it's more than three.
Yeah,
Vikings are dogs on the road at Chicago in week one.
Yeah. Likely what? Man.
Okay, right. Well, let's just continue.
At
Cleveland.
That's a blowout win.
Okay. Home Jets.
Blowout win.
Home Bengals.
Likely win.
Home Steelers.
I mean, it's...
blowout win.
I think it's a blowout win, but I feel like everyone's going to bet Pittsburgh, though. But it's probably a blowout win.
At Cincy.
Likely win.
Toss up.
Yeah.
I don't think the Ravens are -3 at Cincy.
Burrow can't be more than a field goal at home. So toss up.
Home Patriots.
That's a blowout.
At the Packers. Toss up. At the Steelers.
Ooh, that's a late game against Packers. At Steelers, that is a likely win.
And where does that leave us with the 2025 Baltimore Ravens?
So tacking on this one at Steelers, 13.5 is what I got.
Okay. The win total for Baltimore is 11.5, juice slightly to the over. We have a 2-win difference based on point spreads for the Ravens.
They're going to be a wagon. I don't think anyone arguing that. Like, and if we're talking regular season, the Baltimore Ravens, I think, are going to be like, I think they're the best team in the league when you just look at them on paper. But we've had this conversation about this team. I don't trust it at all.
Wait till we get to the team they're playing in week one.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a doozy right there.
And what eight buckets is going to be for Buffalo. So just to reiterate, if you're going off point spreads and the formula that we use for eight buckets, the Ravens are a full 2 wins higher.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think the betting market, Femi, has every team in the division in the AFC North mispriced. All four.
Ooh.
I think the Ravens are better than expected. I would only bet they're over. Only. And I might do it. I think the Steelers are better than the betting market says. I think the Browns are better than the betting market says. And I think the Bengals are worse than the betting market says.
I agree with all of that. The Steelers to finish second. See if you like this bet. Steelers to finish second in the AFC North, plus 290.
You don't even have to continue. Plus 290. I like it. Yes.
Spoken into existence, Nick. Bills. Bills Mafia.
Okay.
Did we rig this one? No, I was shuffling my hand around and I pulled out the Bills.
Okay. So on the other side, I love that. And the AFC North has got some pretty good teams in it. The AFC East does not. It's Buffalo, and then let's go dumpster diving. I guess the Patriots could be somewhat decent.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jets are a little frisky. I'd like to do two more teams this hour. So let's see if we can get the Bills done in a segment. So on the other side, eight buckets, win total preview for the 2025 Buffalo Bills here on a Wednesday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, eight buckets for the Buffalo Bills. And Femi, the Bills' opponent in week one is the team that we just did for eight buckets. 13.5 was the projected eight buckets win total for Baltimore. Let's see how many the Buffalo Bills have. So Buffalo, off a crushing loss to the Chiefs, yet another one in the playoffs this past year. Buffalo hosts Baltimore in week one. They are a small home favorite, so they begin the year, Femi, the Bills do, with a toss-up. Mm-hmm. So we move on. Bills at the Jets in week two.
I mean, it feels like blowout loss, right? Or blowout win, excuse me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Home Miami, week three.
I mean, that's a blowout win.
That's a blowout win. No question. Home Saints. Can I interest you in another blowout win? How about this?
Home Saints. What's that point spread? Two touchdowns? What do we do?
Probably not 14. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah. If it was like maybe like week 11, maybe, but like 13? Week 3, it's still early. Yeah. I think it's probably just under two touchdowns. Like, what would you need to bet New Orleans? Like 17.5?
No, I mean, well, before the season starts, it's tough. I don't know, maybe 13.5?
Godspeed. I'm not making that bet.
It's a hypothetical. Yeah. How about another blowout win? Home Patriots.
Yeah, another blowout win. Tack that on.
Okay, week six at Atlanta.
Likely win.
Yeah. Okay, bye week, week seven. Week eight at the Panthers.
Man, is this blowout? It might be.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is blowout. Dude, this is what a schedule we got here, huh?
Okay. Home Chiefs.
Toss up.
At Miami.
Likely win.
Agreed. home Bucks.
I think it's just likely win. No, I was deciding between likely win and blowout.
You'd bet Tampa plus seven in a second.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I hate their defense. I think the Bills might light them on fire. But then their offense is live, though. They'll at least be able to move the football. So, yeah, I think it's just likely win.
At the Texans.
And this is... Texans are on the, they're on the road. Dog against the Rams. So it's probably likely win. Like, if it's like Bills, like, what, 3.5?
Yeah.
Maybe four or whatever.
I think it's a likely win. At Pittsburgh.
Interesting matchup that game. Likely win.
Agreed. Home Bengals.
Likely win.
Agreed. At the Patriots. Likely win.
Yeah, another likely win.
At the Browns. Blowout win.
Blowout.
Home Eagles. Toss up.
Toss up. What a game that'll be.
Home Jets.
Blowout.
Blowout win. I agree 100% with all of that.
And our grand total, 13.75 for the Buffalo Bills.
13.75. The Bills win total at BetMGM. We have to remember to do this before we give the Bills win total, Femi, is what at BetMGM and what is the juice?
The Bills win total at BetMGM is sitting at 13.5. Oh, sorry, not 13.5. 11.5 for the Bills win total. And the juice is heavy to the over, minus 175. So pretty much 12 is the Bills win total, which I would imagine is the highest in the league. I don't think anybody else has. I don't even think even Philly has a higher win total. 11.5 juiced over, minus 175. That bad boy, according to 8 buckets, is not high enough.
So based off point spreads, using week one as an anchor, the Bills and the Ravens are both like undervalued in the betting market as far as, and this does not mean win the Super Bowl. Like, I'm going to like Kansas City against either of them in January. Maybe other teams in the AFC, we'll see. And then if one of them does get to the Super Bowl, I'll bet against them most likely with a team from the NFC. Mm-hmm. How do you not like Buffalo over wins?
I mean, you have to. I think this is Buffalo, and like we said this when the schedule came out, like Buffalo best record, which is not the greatest price because of the short shot on that market, but like Buffalo one seed. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Josh Allen ran it back as the MVP of the league. Like that's how you want to be betting the Bills. Like maybe Bills like to go like 15-2, 14-3. But the fact that these are so close, Buffalo and Baltimore, it puts so much pressure on that week one game for home field advantage. Whoever's going to get that, like, it might be decided on opening night. It legitimately could be decided then because these teams have favorable schedules, at least in comparison to their level of play and everyone else's level of play. Like, they're going to win a lot of these games to where, like, the tiebreaker of what happens on week one is going to be what decides who probably is the AFC number one seed, barring Kansas City going off on another crazy run.
Now, think about the answer to this question before you answer it. Because it's going to sound like, I think the first, based off the exercise we just did, I think the inclination is going to be to answer yes. And maybe that's still your answer to the question. At BetMGM, if you are so inclined, you could parlay the Ravens to win the AFC North, and you have to wrap up your money for like a long time, obviously, to get there, but just saying. The Ravens to win the AFC North with the Bills to win the AFC East. That two-team parlay, division winners, Buffalo and Baltimore, pays plus 136. Do you have any interest in making that bet?
I think the only way that goes wrong is injury to Lamar or Josh Allen. Josh Allen has proven to be incredibly durable in his career. Lamar, we've seen a couple seasons where it's like, okay, maybe only plays 11, 12 games because the back half he gets injured or whatever. There's been a couple of those seasons. But for the most part, he's pretty durable. I do have interest in making that bet. There's nobody in the North that scares me if I'm the Baltimore Ravens. And in the East, I mean, come on.
Is it Pittsburgh? But Baltimore's better than Pittsburgh.
I don't think Pittsburgh has the upside. I think Pittsburgh's upside is just to make the playoffs. Like, I think it's the same story that we see with the Steelers every year. Six seed, seven seed.
I like the Steelers this year. Maybe a little more than you.
Same. I think we're aligned on Pittsburgh. Like, I think this is like, I don't know, 9-8, 10-7, seven seed, get blown out by the two seed.
I wouldn't be shocked if they won, like, went like 11-6 this year.
Ooh, maybe you are a little bit higher on them than I am. I don't see 11-6. I just I think Rodgers, he's got an ounce left in the tank. It could be a smidge better than what they got last year, but like not a whole lot better, just based on what we saw. And the defense, I do like Jalen Ramsey. Like, I'm still a Ramsey guy. Watts, obviously one of the best defensive players in the league. Cam Hayward was one of the best defensive players in the league at 35 years old, the ageless wonder. But I just don't know if there's the upside on offense. So I think 9, maybe 10 wins at most for me.
The Bills' offensive line is going to be awesome this year. And is better, I think, like objectively, than Baltimore's offensive line, which, like, I think Baltimore's obviously really good, like really good. I think Buffalo has a better offensive line. The weapons part of this, I think, is a little interesting. And the Bills showed last year by, you know, racking up a million regular season wins, AFC title game, Allen wins MVP. You know, like, the weapons weren't great last year, so now it's Keon Coleman in year two. Like, can he give you more? Probably, but we have to see. Josh Palmer, it's early in training camp, but kind of drawing like rave reviews. We'll see. It's like a deep threat for Buffalo, maybe replacing Mac Hollins, who's now in New England with the Patriots. I love me some Khalil Shakir, especially in fantasy in PPR. Like, low key, they have Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel, like two gadget guys. They have three awesome running backs in James Cook, Ty Johnson, Ty Dolla $ign, and Ray Davis. And I'm going to throw something at you here. And I was wrong on this last year. And I hope I'm not wrong on it again, because it cost me last year with prop bets and big time in fantasy, especially in best ball, and also in some season-long leagues. So Dalton Kincaid had, like, the season from hell last year. He's bad. Like, the fourth down play against Kansas City, where, like, Allen had, like, the unbelievable, like, gets out of pressure, throws it up, and Kincaid drops it, like, fittingly to, like, end the Bills season. Kincaid was actually, like, hurt the entire season, and I hated him last year. I'm going to type what I used to call him. I don't know if I could say this word. I can. That's what I would call him, like, in my friends group. Like, I absolutely... yeah. I can't say it.
I'm not sure if you could... Yeah, I don't think you could say that. Can you say that on the air?
It's I think you probably can. I'm not going to. Like, I hated his guts. I mean, so Addy writes, we can't say it. Like, it has actually been said on the show before. Not by hosts, but by guests. And we're still on the air. I'm not going to say it. It's not
we
the
survived.
Worst word of all time. Yeah. It's not the worst word. But I hate it. He screwed me, man. I think there's a shot he's going to be, like, freaking awesome this year. And, like, you get the Dalton Kincaid that he was supposed to be last year.
Oh, man.
This year. So, Buffalo's going to be... Buffalo's going to be really good. Like, really good. Like, the Joey Bosa signing, low-key, I think, is awesome. You know, our guy Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, who comes on the show, they love Matt. He loved Maxwell Hairston in the draft. You can just say he had a legal trouble. Now, look, they get to the playoffs, and I think McDermott sucks, and I'll take, like, a team to beat them. Regular season-wise, this team could go 15-2, and it shouldn't surprise anyone. And the Ravens are going to be awesome also. Can I give you, like a minute on the Ravens, and then we'll draw another team?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
These two teams are super interesting, because, like, these are probably your two best records in the league this year, at least on the AFC side.
So let's Baltimore. Offensive line, not as good as Buffalo's, but, like, two really high-end players in Tyler Linderbaum, the center, and Ronnie Stanley, a left tackle. Again, like, and they did it without, like, a stud receiver last year. So here's Zay Flowers is going to be the one. Rashad Bateman got a contract extension. They bring in DeAndre Hopkins, who will probably catch, like, 9 touchdowns this year, right? Like a red zone target for Lamar. The two stud tight ends, Andrews and Likely. And, like, Andrews still a good player. Likely, I think, overtakes him this year. Charlie Kohler last year was involved in the passing game. And, like, we're going to be betting Charlie Kohler anytime touchdowns, because he'll be at a really long price. Derrick Henry, is this the year the wheels fall off? We say it every year. It never happens. Yeah. I love Keaton Mitchell, who, like, was coming off the ACL last year, and he should be good to go this year. I think there's a chance he's, like, the number two with a bullet running back for the Ravens this year. And you know the defense is going to be sick, and they added Malachi Starks in the draft, Jaire Alexander in free agency after he was cut by the Packers. Both of these teams are awesome. Are awesome. Which brings me, Femi, to that price that we talked about, right? Plus 136 for the two-team division parlay, Buffalo and Baltimore. Last note on these two teams, and then I want to draw a team before we go to break. Draw another team.
Yep.
And we will do awards either at some point in the near future, definitely before the season starts.
Yes.
We'll hit all of them. If you had to, bet either Lamar Jackson plus 550 or Josh Allen plus 600 to an NFL MVP, who would it be and why? And neither can be an answer also. And for people that no one knows this except for me because Femi told me off air, Femi has done his NFL award work. Mm-hmm. So he has all these answers. I don't know what Femi's opinions are on the award. So I'm going to learn this just like everybody else's.
At these prices, I still think it's Lamar at these prices just because of the voter fatigue kind of factor that could play into this thing. Now, like, well, Josh
they're,
Allen,
but they both won. They're the last two winners.
They both won. Yes. But just the fact that, like, Allen was the most recent or whatever, and, like, it was somewhat controversial given the fact that Lamar was the first team all-pro quarterback, then Allen ended up winning the MVP. Like, it wasn't as clean as it usually is. And I think there's still, like, a little bit of pushback from some people about, like, hey, how the hell didn't Lamar win the MVP? Because Josh Allen had the better record. Like, I think, honestly, like, and this might sound insane to say out loud, I think a lot of it's going to come down to what happens in week one, which, like, you would give Josh Allen, like, the slight edge there just because the betting market has Buffalo as, like, the 1 or 1.5 point favorite.
Well, here's
the
counter. I got to counter you here. They played week three last year, Sunday Night Football, and the Ravens, yep, like, beat the piss out of them. And Derrick Henry had the touchdown.
Yeah.
And Allen still won MVP.
So I don't think it matters from, like, a head-to-head, like, how do you play standpoint. I think it matters from a seeding standpoint. Because I do think Allen being the 2 seed, despite getting blown out in Baltimore in that Sunday night game, I do think that helped him win the MVP. Like, because, like, usually the MVP comes from, like, a top 2 seed. Lamar was the 3 last year. And, like, think about how the Ravens had to go on that run to overtake Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh had to collapse for Baltimore to win the North. Like, Pittsburgh was in the driver's seat at the midway point of the regular season last year. But I think from a seeding standpoint, that's where it becomes an issue. So, like, regardless how they play week one, whoever wins that game has the inside track because from a tiebreaker point of view, they're going to have the upper hand because, like, these teams are not in the same division. They only play once. So that's why I say that week one game is incredibly high leverage for home field. And I also think for MVP as well. But, like, despite all that, I would bet Lamar just because I think Lamar, if he's, like, the 2 seed and Allen's the 1, I don't know if that's as big a gap as, like, being the 2 versus the 3, given the fact that it usually goes to those top 2 seeds.
Let's draw another team here, and then we'll do it on the other side.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew, presented by BetMGM.
Right, in the NBC Sports Now Power Hour, we'll be joined by our BetMGM Network teammate, PJ Glasser, talking college football. Our NBC Sports teammate, Connor Rogers, talking National Football League. And all our bets for tonight in the world of sports will close things out. But for now, we continue on 8 buckets, Femi, and we will move to the NFC and talk about Bill Zimmerman and Jay Kassan's Chicago Bears. Year 1 for Ben Johnson, year 2 for Caleb Williams. Win total for Chicago, meet the win total, same as the old win total, same as last year, except juice to the under this year, whereas last year was to the over. With Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron. This year with Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen, it's juice to the under, which I find just doesn't mean they're going to go over. Just how insane was that number last year? Everyone loved the over. We told you on this show, under. 8.5 juice towards the under for Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears. So we know the point spread for week one.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears are basically like a 1-point favorite at home against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. In what is, and I've said this off air to a couple people. I might have said it to you. I've definitely talked with Ken about this, with our friend Ken Barkley. Mm-hmm. Like, Lions-Packers is going to be America's game of the week on Fox. Like, that'll be the Brady game, right, in week one. Lions at Packers. I am way more interested in Bears-Vikings as an NFC North game in week one than I am Lions-Packers. Way more interested in Bears-Vikings.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, we'll learn a lot in that game.
This is a fact-finding mission. Like a lot of these Viking games early on, fact-finding missions. And also with the Bears, too. Like, Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson, how that offense is going to fit together. The 70% completion percentage that we're striving for. Like, how is that going to look? I think this is a hell of a game. I'm glad they put it in primetime so we can just focus on this one and not have it be caught up with the rest of the games that we get on Sunday.
Can you guess my bet? And then we'll do America's Favorite Game Show. And then we'll do 8 buckets. We'll finish it this segment.
Your bet for
Bears
the game.
Bears minus one, and I haven't placed it yet. Bears minus one, 43.5. What's my bet in the game?
I think your bet is on the Bears at a pick 'em price.
I think I'm going to bet the over.
Ooh.
I think with the McCarthy. Bears defense.
First,
I think
first the Bears game on defense, the road?
I think the Bears defense stinks.
Really?
I don't. Show me the good players. Show me, like, I mean, where is the pass
rush? Look at the defensive line. I think the defensive line, it's not, like, great, but they've added guys. I'm a big Grady Jarrett fan. I've always liked his game. Like, I know he's a little bit older.
Grady Jarrett's a good player. Like, can he rush the passer?
I mean,
where's the pass rush? I mean, he can from
the interior. I mean, from the interior, Grady Jarrett can get after the quarterback. Like, I mean, it all works in concert. I think they've made some additions to that defensive line that makes it, like, just somewhat formidable. Like, I think it's a solid defensive line. I don't think it's, like, the greatest, but it's solid. The linebackers are pretty solid with, like, TJ Edwards and those guys. Like, the unit's not great, but it's league average. I think it's league average, which I think is good enough against a quarterback making his first start.
Dude, their edge rush is terrible. They're going to have to get pressure up the middle, and the Vikings spent a ton of money on the interior of the offensive line with Ryan Kelly and Will Fries. The Vikings offensive line's awesome.
It is. Really
something
good
to consider, just like for week one, I think it's going to be a great game. Just remember, Ben Johnson puts Brian Flores in a blender every time they play.
That is true.
Think about, like, Jared Goff's success against the Brian Flores defense, and now here's, like, more physically talented Jared Goff and Caleb Williams. Okay, Bears. Okay, week one, dub Bears. Toss-up, week one. Week two, at the Lions.
I mean, that's a likely loss.
It is a likely loss. I agree. And I think I like the Bears better than the Lions this year. Week three.
To be better or just, like, in terms of, like, relative to market?
Oh, well, I'll save my NFC North hot take for the end. Home Dallas.
Do we have that as likely win? Is it when we did the Dallas or was it toss up as, like, Bears 3? What did we put that at? Okay. I think that's what we did.
We didn't do Dallas yet.
Okay, I must be thinking about a different game then. I don't know what I was thinking
about.
All right. Yeah, we haven't done the Cowboys. Toss up.
At the Raiders, toss up.
Toss up. Yep.
Okay, early bye week in week five. Coming out of the bye to the site of last year's Hail Mary at the Washington Commanders. It's a likely loss.
Likely loss, yeah.
Okay.
Is Tyreek Stevenson going to be there?
Home Saints.
That's a likely win.
I think this is a blowout.
You think blowout? I mean, Saints are pretty bad, but I don't know if it's blowout. That's a lot. I mean, it is a rookie quarterback potentially on the road, and then, I mean, Rattler might as well be a rookie.
I think blowout win. I gotta go blowout.
You think blowout?
I do. I feel pretty strongly about it.
Okay, we'll go with that then. Blowout.
At the Ravens, we did this sort of blowout loss.
That was the blowout loss. Yeah.
Okay. At the Bengals.
This is a likely loss. I'm the number one Bengal hater right there with you, but, like...
All right, you want to say... I think toss-up, yeah, you want to go likely loss?
I think if it's three with Joe Burrow at home, like, yeah, I'd bet that. As a Bengal hater, I think it's likely loss.
Home Giants, we did this, likely win.
Yep.
At the Vikings, toss-up.
Yeah, toss up. Yeah, because it's not more than three.
At the Steelers. Or excuse me, I'm sorry. Home Steelers.
Home Steelers, toss up.
Toss up. At the Eagles.
We haven't done this game yet. I mean, it feels like it's probably blowout loss.
It feels like it's probably blowout loss.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think it's Black Friday too. Link.
Oh, is that true?
That's a tough environment.
Can't wait to not work. It'll be our second day off in 6 months. at Green Bay.
That's a likely loss.
Just barely, but yes, I agree. 3.5, yeah. Maybe?
Yeah, in that range.
Home Browns.
Blowout win, probably, right?
Blowout win against the Saints, got to be a blowout win against... I think those are both blowout wins. Like, those... Again, like, wait till we do those... At home Green Bay. Toss-up.
Toss-up. Yeah.
At San Francisco.
It's a likely loss.
Yeah. Home Lions. Toss up.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're damn near favorites against.
I don't even think Detroit would be three.
Probably not, because I was saying like they're damn near favorite against Minnesota. And Minnesota's pretty, I mean, I guess Minnesota's not that highly rated since they're now like in that eight and a half, nine territory, but like still. Yeah, I think this is a toss up. Hey.
So we've come to the end of the 2025 Chicago Bears.
Ooh, that was the end.
Benny,
huh?
what does the math have for us?
7.5. So 7.5 for the Chicago Bears. And the win total, as you outlined, it's 8.5.
8.5, but juiced under. So like let's call it 8. So not a huge discrepancy. Half win towards the under. Do you want to make a case, Femi, with Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen? Like you cannot. Oh, well, Ben Johnson might suck as a head coach.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, this is like going from like black and white to like technicolor. From Shane Waldron to Ben Johnson. Yeah. Yes, correct. You're not watching
standard def to 4K. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the sidelines. Yeah. It's gonna be. Oh, I don't even think this is standard def. I think this is like rotary television. So like 4K from Shane Waldron, one of the worst coordinators of all time. And dude, Eberflus is a pretty good defensive coordinator. Dennis Allen's also a pretty good defensive coordinator.
Dennis Allen, I think, is a rock star defensive coordinator.
Now watch this. This is really clever. Do you want to make a bull case for the Bears?
I think the case.
Lingo. Yeah,
there you go. Buy low, sell high. I think the case to be made for Chicago is like still the extreme outcomes. That like Ben Johnson is able to unlock the big time potential that we believe Caleb Williams has. The win total doesn't interest me as much because like if this works, I think this could be like 11-6. I don't think we're looking at, oh, the Bears went 9-8 and it worked out. No, it's 11-6 and the Bears were awesome. If it doesn't work, because 8 buckets is telling us that the schedule is hard as hell. Like that's why it's 7.5, even though the win total is at 8.5. The 7.5 that we get is because the schedule, especially the road schedule, is incredibly difficult. That's why it's not as high. So I think they can overcome that if Caleb is that guy. I tend to believe that Caleb is that guy. I would be looking at like the exact position, like how we did with the Pittsburgh Steelers to finish second in the North. I would do the same with the Chicago Bears because I don't know if they're going to win the division. I'm still a sucker for Green Bay, but I think that it could be Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota. Like that could definitely be the outcome in the NFC North. I could easily see that. So yeah, I think this is either alt win total or exact finish in the division. I wouldn't mess around with the win total though. Like the straight up one, because I think this is extreme stuff that comes into play here.
Mike, leave the Mike Brown for people watching the show has on our right rail is what it's called in TV parlance, the NFC North odds along with the Bears win total. So at BetMGM right now, Detroit is the favorite at plus 140. Green Bay is plus 275. The Vikings are at 3. The Bears are at plus 550. I said this before I went on vacation, and I will reiterate this take. And think about what happened, like what we were talking about with Detroit. They lose both coordinators. Offensive line, Frank Ragnow retires. Taylor Decker's hurt already. Ozumarike is out for the year. Torn ACL.
Ozumarike.
Aleem McNeil's not healthy. I'm actually going to plant my flag here. I think the Lions are finishing in last. And we'll do Detroit when we do 8 points. When you look at Green... Okay. I think the Vikings are the best team in this division. It's just like, is the quarterback good? And do you want to bet on McCarthy with Kevin O'Connell? I don't love the Packers. I know, Femi, you like the Packers a lot. I love Jordan Love. I don't love this team. I don't think like the talent on the roster, the high-end talent is there necessarily. I think this division's way up for grabs, and I've been saying this for a while. And like Detroit still has like good players that still have upside. You could tell me this the teams finish in any order. Lions, Bears, Vikings, Packers, Packers, Bears, Vikings, Lions. Any order could happen and it wouldn't surprise me. If that's true, and you agree with that, you the person watching or listening, you should be betting the Bears plus 550 to win the division and the Vikings plus 300 to win the division. Take a shot with the biggest prices. I'm going to have a Bears division winning. I'm going to have a Bears NFC North ticket in tow for that reason.
Hell yeah. Lions 9-1 to be last. You get that ticket too.
NBC Sports Now Power Hour coming up next. We start with Connor Rogers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.